Hello, Texas, America, and the world. This is Mark Dant, Cost America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'd like to greet our new friends, or actually they're old friends, that we simply have a new relationship with. Dr. Ron Larson's LibertyCalling.com is now carrying this hour of Mark Dant, Cost America, through LibertyCalling.com's own radio efforts. Dr. Ron Larson, of course, has a Ph.D. in physics from Cornell University. He's been a past guest on Mark Dant, Cost America. He's been a longtime friend of the Republic Broadcasting Network. Dr. Larson has been in the forefront of those people who have been giving us the scientific story as to why it is that the government account of what happened on September the 11th, 2001 is patently false. We'd like to greet those fine people who are helping Mark Dant, Cost America and the Republic Broadcasting Network at LibertyCalling.com. We are now joined by Dale Crowley from Washington, D.C. Dale Crowley is the longtime host of Focus on Israel at WFAX-AM up in Washington. Dale has been fighting the good fight, as Ted Pike has been fighting it for a very, very long period of time. Dale, how are you, sir?
Doing fine this morning, Mark. It's a pleasure and an honor to be on your broadcast today.
Well, you know, Dale, Ted Pike was with us for the last half hour before you came on, and Ted was giving us the latest lowdown on the so-called hate crimes legislation. It has now passed the United States Senate because Ted Kennedy was effective at getting it attached to an arms bill that President Bush needs rather desperately to fund what he's doing in the Middle East. And, of course, the compelling question now is whether or not Mr. Bush will sign the hate crimes legislation, knowing that he's promised not to sign it, but given the fact that it's tied up with this arms bill that he desperately wants. Of course, from what Ted Pike was saying, the hate crimes thing is now tied up in conference between the House and the Senate. The legislation on both sides of the aisle is terrible where true patriots are concerned. But the long and the short of it is, Dale, whether Bush signs it or not, I suspect that some version of this is likely to become law in the next go-around when we are likely to have a Democratic president and a Democratic Capitol Hill. So one way or the other, I think eventually this hate crimes legislation thing is going to become reality. Let's hope that I'm wrong. But if I'm not wrong, Ted Pike, I think, confirmed this morning what I was trying to get across to my listeners, and that is that people like Michael Collins Piper and Mark Glenn and Hesham Talawi and Mark Dankoff that are going to be speaking at this No More Wars for Israel conference coming up in Los Angeles next week would be charged potentially with being criminals or having committed criminal acts of some sort if this hate crimes thing becomes a legislative reality in this country. That presumably would also include people like Ted Pike and Dale Crowley. Dale, let me ask you this just as an opening question before the break. Could you ever have conceived, given your father's background, given your own background, and all of the things that you represent as a very fine fundamental evangelical pastor with your Bob Jones University background and your long career in Christian writing and broadcasting, could you ever have conceived of a day when our government might at some point begin to perceive you as a criminal?
No, Mark, it's contrary to everything this nation stands for and was built upon. And what it means is, in the simplest terms, the Old Testament prophets would have been guilty of hate crimes. Our Lord Jesus Christ would have been arrested and found guilty of hate crimes, hate speech. The Apostle Paul and all of the New Testament characters who spoke the truth and spoke out against sin, all would have been accused and arrested of hate crimes.
We'll be back with Dale Crowley, the longtime host of Focus on Israel, formerly at WFAX-AM up in Washington, D.C. Dale is the author of On the Wrong Side of Just About Everything, but Right About It All. We'll be back with Dale. Stay tuned.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Mark Gantos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our very special guest today is Dale Crowley, the author of On Just on the Wrong Side of Just About Everything But Right About It All. Dale, of course, is the longtime radio host of Focus on Israel, which for over 20 years was at WFAX-AM radio up in Washington, D.C. We'd like to greet our friends at LibertyCalling.com. Dr. Ron Larson of Austin has been a friend of mine for some time since I've been working for the Republic Broadcasting Network. He now has this show, this hour of this show, as a part of his regular segment at LibertyCalling.com, their radio outreach. Would like to thank Dr. Larson for that and also to greet the fine people listening to us in the greater Austin area as well as around the country who avail themselves of www.libertycalling.com. Dale, back to our conversation, talking about this whole business of the what the New Testament tells us about the nature of the conspiracy, of course, that resulted in the false arrest and false trial and crucifixion of Jesus Christ. And then, of course, subsequently in the book of Acts, we read about the ongoing involvement of Pharisaic Judaism in trying to stop the spread of the gospel both in Palestine as well as in the Hellenistic world. This brings us then all the way through to the end of the New Testament corpus, where, of course, as I know you know, in Revelation chapter 2, verse 9, I believe, there is a statement made by the Lord Jesus Christ through the Apostle John to the church at Smyrna. Beware of those who say that they are Jews and are not, but are of the synagogue of Satan. And, of course, Hitchcock's book, The Synagogue of Satan, comes to mind, even as I quote from Revelation chapter 2, verse 9. Quite clearly, the New Testament seems to see this as a core historical thread running through the entire New Testament corpus in regard to the who and what it was that comprised the primary opposition to Christianity. It seems to me that 21 centuries later, one can make a compelling historical argument for the fact that this constituency continues to be in the forefront of opposition to the Christian message and to Christian values. As you look at this whole thing, Dale, and you've been at this a lot longer than I have they, meaning the organized Jewish lobby, have they begun to overreach? And the reason I ask this, it seems to me that there's more stuff that's out there in even the mainstream press, which links them up to the current American war effort in the Middle East, which is losing popularity by the minute, both in this country as well as elsewhere. As the Israeli lobby continues to be linked to that American war effort, and provably so, and as more people become concerned about this incredible craziness of doing what John Bolton wants us to do, which is to expand this war into Iran, is this going to be ultimately the Achilles heel of the Israeli lobby? Is their pivotal role in the promotion of this war finally going to backfire on them? And is that going to have implications for a much wider revolt against what they're doing on the domestic American scene?
Well, Mark, as you were describing the situation as it certainly does exist today, I recall the words of my Jewish Christian friend, Haviv Shieber. I heard him say dozens, scores, probably hundreds of times, "My Jewish brethren always go too far, then comes the backlash." A backlash is coming. All of this pressure, this influence that's being put on our way of life here in this country, there's going to be a backlash, and I can see it developing now. There was a tremendous backlash in the New Testament. The Jews thought they had put Jesus Christ away in the tomb for good, but the Sanhedrin itself, two members of the Sanhedrin, Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus, decided together that they would test and see if Jesus Christ was going to rise from the dead or not. And so they are the ones who planned the guard at the tomb in order to prove that Jesus actually rose from the dead. So that was the backlash. The Sanhedrin, the Jews, thought they had it wrapped up, that they had got this Jesus dead and buried forever. But the biggest backlash in the history of the world happened, and that was the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Those kinds of things, similarly, are happening all the time and happening in the world today. And there are definitely backlashes getting ready to come. Some people these days call it blowback. Exhaust fumes coming back from the tremendous power of the Jewish lobby and so on. There's going to be a blowback, and it's going to be terrible. But in the meantime, there are going to be a lot of troubles and severe consequences to what these people are doing to America today. Now, what they're trying to do now is to cancel out what the Bible clearly says on the subject of abortion, what the Bible says on the subject of pornography and fornication, what the Bible says about sodomy. The Bible is very clear about these things. But these people are determined to make all of these moral issues immoral and say that those preachers, faithful preachers of the truth and the gospel, who get up in the pulpit and speak out against these things, they're going to accuse them of hate crimes. But, as you described, there's going to be a backlash.
Yes, and as I look at this whole thing, just the abortion, the pornography, and the homosexual issue, just the name of three that you've cited, Dale, it seems to me, and I've been getting into a little bit of this with Dr. Adrian Krieg's book on the subject of the Illuminati, which he sent to me some days ago. He was on the show yesterday. It seems to me that when you look at abortion and pornography and homosexuality, that clearly, when you look at the disproportionate number of Jews and the disproportionate number of Jewish organizations and Jewish-owned companies that are involved in the support of these constituencies and activities, I used to think, well, it's just the profit motive. There's money in evil. These things are evil. They're supporting it simply because they're moneymakers. Now, I think that there's certainly an element of truth to that. But I think as the years go on and as I continue to study and to read more about this from people more informed than I on this, it would seem that there is a planned programmatic agenda going on here, and that this planned programmatic agenda involves the deliberate destruction of the American society and of European society through these things. Would you agree with that?
Yes, it started with the fall, Adam and Eve. That began rebellion against God and against his moral law, against the eternal immutable laws of morality. And that warfare against God and his moral law has been going on ever since the fall. And men are committed to evil. Evil men are committed to evil and to breaking the law of God. And not only do we want to break God's law in an unsaved, rebellious condition, not only do we want to break it, we want to promote our evil doing and get more people to join us in it. And that certainly is where we are in the country today.
Yeah, and it seems to me that when you look, for example, at abortion and pornography and the homosexual issues, that clearly, at least from a Christian perspective, and I think you could even argue this from an informed secular sociological perspective, there is a fundamental societal breakdown that one observes historically in any society that begins to accept these things as normal or desirable and that begins to even promulgate them and subsidize them. Now, having said that, when I look at abortion and pornography in the gay rights movement, just to name three, the kind of societal trauma and dislocation that has been occurring in this country in the last 40 or 50 years because of these things essentially has achieved a couple of things that I think fit perfectly with the New World Order character of what it is that the Jewish lobby is after. In other words, if through these various evil means you not only make money and can utilize that money to finance other activities that you want to be involved with, but if you basically break down the family structure, if you basically break down the authority of church structures, what you end up with, it seems to me, is a situation where then the power of the secular state becomes paramount. And that would seem to me to play right into the hands of the globalist agenda.
Well, that's what this hate law is a part of. It's part of the globalist agenda to promote rebellion against Almighty God, not only here in this country, but around the world. And we have these congressmen, some of them are committed to rebellion against God, and they're going to promote it in every way that they can. And that will then lead into what you have just described as a totalitarianism, a one-world authority that tells us what we can do and what we cannot do. And one of the things that is coming that is going to be prohibited is our Christian faith, the worship of the virgin-born, crucified, risen Son of God. Someday that will be a hate crime, as it was in the New Testament days.
We'll be back with Dale Crowley. Stay tuned to Mark Dankoff's America.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Mark Dankoff's America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Again, we would like to greet Dr. Ron Larson's LibertyCalling.com, which is now carrying this show in this particular time frame, 8 to 9 a.m. Central Time, through the auspices of the Liberty Calling Network, which you can get to at www.libertycalling.com. Dr. Ron Larson, with a Ph.D. in physics from Cornell, is in Austin, Texas, and is a very longtime friend of this broadcast and a longtime friend of the Republic Broadcasting Network. Good to have Ron aboard on a formal basis. We are joined by Dale Crowley this morning after half an hour with Ted Pike of the National Prayer Network talking about the hate crime situation. And Dale Crowley hooks up with us live from the nation's capital, Washington, D.C. Dale, I have a number of additional things to ask you this morning. I notice that the Chicago Tribune, a guy by the name of John Crudson, has a story on Israel's attack on the USS Liberty. And the title of this is something to the effect of New Revelations in Attack on American Spy Ship. Now, Dale, I know that you know quite a bit about the attack on the part of Israel against the USS Liberty in June of 1967. I know that you're aware of the fact that Mark Glenn of the American Free Press has been covering this story just tremendously in the last year is the fact that the Chicago Tribune has posted Crutzen's story on the Israeli attack on the Liberty, and the fact that the Baltimore Sun has now reposted this story. Is this an indication that what Mark Glenn has been doing with the American Free Press and what you've been doing, Dale, for a longer period of time is beginning to have an effect? Is this not an indication that we're, when it comes to the Israeli lobby's rather monolithic control of the American media, that there are at least a few encouraging cracks in the canvas, that maybe more people are at least tentatively stepping out to say, hey, we need to take another look at some things?
Well, Mark, I don't know what new revelations Crutzen has come up with, but I know of one fact that has never been revealed, and you might consider this a scoop on your radio show. Two or three of the pilots who attacked the Liberty were Americans. They were Jews with dual citizenship, two passports. They were in Israel, working with the Air Force in Israel, and we are certain that one and maybe two, possibly three of the pilots who attacked our USS Liberty were Americans and American pilots in the armed forces of the United States of America. Now, that, of course, is treason. There are some people who know the names of these pilots. There are some people who know their whereabouts, but this has been one of the big secrets that's been kept, and I hope that Crutzen and others like him who are reviving the story of the USS Liberty, it happened 40 years ago, 1967, 77, 87, 97, 07, 41 years ago, and it's about time that all of the truth was being told about the attack on the Liberty, including that some of the pilots were Americans.
Well, I tell you, the story on this thing simply will not go away. And one of the things that continues to keep me up awake at night is what Mark Glenn reported in the wake of the end of the USS Liberty Survivors Conference there in Washington, D.C. a few months ago, when a source on this for Mark Glenn, a guy by the name of Richard Dick Thompson, if I'm remembering his name correctly, guy from Florida, very much connected to naval intelligence, very much involved in this USS Liberty controversy as a survivor, and as one who, as I remember this, held the rights to the BBC's revelations on this USS Liberty thing that were largely never seen in this country. Now, Richard Dick Thompson had agreed to turn a bunch of additional things over to Mark Glenn of the American Free Press, and had agreed to talk about things with Mark Glenn that he had been unwilling to share for four decades. They met once, at least once, during that USS Liberty conference in Washington. Right after the conference broke up, Mr. Thompson died in a one-car accident driving back to Florida under circumstances that, as far as I know, continue to be investigated. Now, without saying that I know what happened to Mr. Thompson, because I don't, the circumstances certainly look very, very iffy, at the least. Is this, again, along with many other things that we've been reading about in recent times coming from Mark Glenn in the American Free Press, is this not an indication of how desperate some people might be to attempt to ensure that the truth on the Liberty and the truth about the Kennedy assassination and the truth about this war never get into the hands of the average American?
Well, that's one of the astonishing things about the America that we live in today, that there are those who are trying desperately to suppress the truth on various matters. The surviving crew members of the USS Liberty were told almost immediately, days, weeks after the attack, never to discuss it for the rest of their lives. They were forbidden to do so. But they began to talk about it after 20 years in 1977.
And we'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. Call and ask about the free shipping offer until October 15th, 2007, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
We're back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Folks, support the No More Wars for Israel conference that's coming up October the 12th through the 14th in Orange County, Southern California. For more information, go to nomorewarsforisrael.blogspot.com, nomorewarsforisrael.blogspot.com, or you can send a message to Mark Glenn at P.O. Box 27, Kerrywood with a C, Idaho, 83809. That's Mark Glenn, Post Office Box 27, Kerrywood with a C, Idaho, 83809. Hotel rooms are $124 per night, double occupancy allowed. Registration, $150 per person or couples for $175. Registration fee includes Saturday evening banquet and Sunday breakfast. Again, for more information or to register, contact Mark Glenn, Post Office Box 27, Kerrywood with a C, Idaho, 83809, or go online and get all of this accomplished at nomorewarsforisrael.blogspot.com. Dale, when you were on Focus on Israel, on the Focus on Israel show for WFAX-AM up in Washington, were you covering this Liberty story?
I cover the Liberty story every year on June the 8th. That's when it happened, 1967. I had a special commemoration, and then I mentioned it frequently throughout the year. I've talked about the USS Liberty hundreds of times on the Focus on Israel radio program, and that's what got me in trouble. I never told a lie. I never did an exaggeration. I used Jewish sources, the Bible, books by people like Arthur Kessler and Al Lilienthal. I told the truth from the beginning to the end, every broadcast of the Focus on Israel radio program, and that's what got me in trouble. And I told the truth on the subject of the USS Liberty. Now, you mentioned the word Israel. This word Israel is a very important word in the Bible. It occurs about 2,500 times. Any word that occurs 2,500 times in the Word of God has got to be important. But the word Jew, the word that is translated Jew, there really is no word in Hebrew or Greek that corresponds to the meaning of the word Jew today. It's completely different. The Hebrew word and the Greek word mean Judean. It has a geographical connotation to it, like we would say a southerner or a westerner. Judeans were those descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob who lived in and around Jerusalem. That's where Judah settled, and they were called Judeans. But about 500 years ago, somebody got the bright idea to shorten the word Judean, and they came up with kind of a nickname, the word Jew. So this word Judean occurs in the Old Testament about 100 times, and in the New Testament about 200 times, only 300 times in the entire Bible. And yet the word Jew is the word that we use so frequently today, and it has no correspondence whatsoever with the Old Testament and New Testament meaning of the word that has been translated Jew. And let me repeat, the Old Testament word and the New Testament word mean Judean, those who lived in and around Jerusalem. They were the Judeans, and they're the ones mentioned 200 times in the New Testament who gave our Lord Jesus Christ, his disciples, the Apostle Paul, so much grief. Now, it's important to mention that Jesus and his disciple were Galileans. They were not Judeans. They came from Galilee, up in the northern part. And that's how people knew that they were not Judeans. They were Galileans because they talked. They had an accent which indicated that they were from Galilee, from the region of Galilee. But it was the Judeans who gave our Lord and his disciples and the Apostle Paul so much grief. So much so that Paul says in the book of 2 Corinthians, of the Jews, or Judeans, five times received I 40 stripes, save one. And then over in the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, Paul mentioned this word Judean again. For ye, brethren, became followers of the churches of God, which in Judea, that's the region, are in Christ Jesus. For ye also have suffered like things of your own countrymen, even as they have of the Judeans, of the Jews. So I just thought I would throw that little bit of biblical linguistics in, Mark, to help us clarify this. And yes, the attack against the USS Liberty was by Israel. By Israelis, I would say that none of them are Jews, and very few of them are descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Yes, and I think the linguistic exegetical argument, I think, is absolutely compelling on this, Dale, along with the historical arguments that are raised by Arthur Kessler in his book, The 13th Tribe, where yes, provably these Ashkenazic Jews who made up the lion's share of those who formulated the modern state of Israel link up to the Khazars of the 8th century, who were basically a people in the Black Sea Caspian region, as I understand it, of what today would be a southern part of Russia.
Yeah, southern central.
Right, and that they have absolutely no blood lineage whatsoever to Abraham, Isaac, and to Jacob.
Well, these are the things I talked about on my Focus on Israel radio program frequently, that these people here in this country who call Israel or Palestine the land of their ancestors or the land of their fathers are lying. Their ancestors and their fathers came from Europe, from Eastern Europe, and from South Central Russia. They are not descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and yet they are called Jews.
Yes, and again, whether you're looking at that argument or what Jesus says to those who were making the racial DNA argument in John chapter 8, there Jesus says, hey, even if you've got the racial credentials, that is not the basis upon which you can be considered to be sons of Abraham.
Yeah, that you're of your father, the devil.
Exactly. So, you know, it seems to me whether one uses the racial DNA argument or not, that the Ashkenazic Jews of Israel fail the test in either instance. Now, this gets into, again, a couple of other things that come up this morning. I wanted to ask you about an article that I know you've not had time to read. I'll try and coach you through it, Dale. There is in the current Jerusalem Post an essay. I guess it came out yesterday. It's been updated today. A guy named Larry Durfner at jpost.com, that's the Jerusalem Post site, has an essay entitled Rattling the Cage, Shalom Myanmar. And it's very, very interesting to me that the Jerusalem Post would have printed this because basically Durfner is confirming for the readers of the Jerusalem Post that the Jane's Intelligence Weekly story is essentially correct, that Israeli security companies have sold Uzis and parts from Galil assault rifles to the junta in Myanmar. And then, of course, we've been reading in recent days all about the violence in Myanmar and the way in which this is being spun by the international press. Now, Greg Felton, who was on this show on Monday, was saying that he felt all of this Myanmar coverage, however much it might be justified in terms of covering the human suffering there, was nonetheless, in Felton's concurrent judgment, a way of diverting attention from what Israel was doing to the Palestinians and what Israel was promoting with trying to get the United States to go to war with Iran. Now, yet when we look at this story in the Jerusalem Post today and take a look at this Jane's Intelligence Weekly information, it becomes abundantly clear that Israel has once again been directly linked to arms trafficking, to dictatorship, to the support of what is described in the Jerusalem Post as Myanmar's infamously repressive police force. When you read this story, Durfner goes on to say in the Jerusalem Post that Israel, tiny as it is, he says, sells 10 to 12% of the world's arms. Who really knows where it all ends up? And as long as it doesn't reach Muslim hands, says Durfner, who in this country, meaning Israel, besides, of course, the bleeding hearts and the traitors, really care? Utterly amazing to me that this kind of an op-ed is being run in the Jerusalem Post this morning, revealing the extent of Israel's involvement in this latest situation in Myanmar. What do you make of this, Dale?
Well, it's just more of the same. We've known for years that Israel has the second largest nuclear weapon stockpile in the world, but no one has ever mentioned it. Someday they will. Someday they will say that Israel has the second largest nuclear stockpile in the world. But weapons and the weapons industry is one of the big money makers in Israel. They're manufacturing weapons and selling them all over the world. It's one of the big money makers in Israel. And it could have some connection with the war against Iraq. Representative Jim Moran, one of our Democrat representatives here in the Washington area, he's a Democrat from Virginia, said very clearly, and he's sticking to it, he's not backing down. He said that this whole war against Iraq was Israel's war, that if it had not been for Israel and for the Israeli lobby here in the United States of America, we would not be at war in Iraq. Now, you can imagine the billions of dollars that Israel is making on the weapons business, not only in Iraq, but they're hoping Iran and Myanmar and North Korea and everywhere else that they can sell their weapons, their high-tech weapons, they're going to do it. It's a billion-dollar industry in Israel.
Yes, and as you look at this whole thing, I think Larry Dürfner's perspective in the Jerusalem Post becomes abundantly clear. He basically says it in what I thought was a very powerful fashion. Going down to the very bottom of this, Dürfner says, "Who are we kidding?" meaning the Israelis. "If these dictatorships weren't our enemies but somebody else's, we'd do business with them too. We'd sell them arms too. We'd train their secret police too."
Sure.
"Israel has been doing this sort of thing for decades, only with dictators who are somebody else's enemies. We really can't get all huffy when the shoe happens to be on the other foot." In other words, he's basically saying, hey, you know, all these neocons that are condemning Russia and China and Europe for doing business for Iran and selling arms to Syria and to Saddam's Iraq or to any of these Arab or Muslim nations aligned against Israel, you know, we get all huffy about that, he says. But then when you look at the number of despotic regimes that Israel is doing business with, Dürfner, I think, fairly and clearly says here, very honestly says, we Israelis can't get all that huffy when the shoe happens to be on the other foot. He goes on to say in the very last paragraph, and this to me is a very, using this word advisedly on the air, a damning indictment of Israel. Dürfner says in the Jerusalem Post, "There are no moral principles in the war business, only interests. This is called realpolitik. Israel does its war business according to realpolitik rules, then insists that the rest of the world do business according to moral principles. This is called a double standard."
Mm-hmm.
I thought that this was absolutely incredible that Dürfner's op-ed appeared in the Jerusalem Post of all places. And then it was even more fascinating to me to look at some of the posted comments of readers, which in many cases demonized Dürfner. Here's a guy from Israel who has a post that says, oh, why does Larry stay in Israel? Somebody else who writes in, yawn, another self-loathing article by Larry. And then, of course, Larry's double standard. He lives here, so forth and so on. So Dürfner, of course, is catching some degree of steam this morning at jpost.com. But interestingly enough, it seems to me that the demonization of Dürfner that's occurring online in the wake of what he said in the Jerusalem Post in many ways mirrors the sort of demonization, Dale, that I know you've endured. Mike Piper's endured it. Mark Glenn, Hesham Talawi. I've gotten just a little bit of it. That we, you know, we've been saying from our end of the spectrum some of the same things that Dürfner is saying in Israel. And in many cases, you know, when you have conservatives like us who are demonized for a sufficient lack of patriotism, it seems to me that the other side knows that the argumentation is with us, therefore they've got to demonize.
Well, what you've said takes me back again, reminds me of one of the favorite sayings of my beloved Jewish Christian friend, who lived in our home the last 2.5 years of his life because his fellow Jews wouldn't take care of him, wouldn't have anything to do with him. They call those kinds of Jews self-hating Jews. And there's a group of religious Jews headquartered in New York City, Netere Carta, who are called self-hating Jews. The Washington Jewish Week and the current issue calls them a fringe group, but they're against all of these things that are going on. But what reminded me of something Haviv Shieber said, he said hundreds of times, Zionism is Jewish Nazism. He had that painted on a big placard that he would carry around whenever he demonstrated. Zionism is Jewish Nazism. So all of this arms business, this warmongering, this selling of arms and all of this that's going on the part of Israel, just constant warfare and rumors, wars and rumors of wars, it's because, exactly as Haviv Shieber said so many times, Zionism is Jewish Nazism.
Yes, and it seems to me that we come full circle to this Anti-Defamation League hypocrisy when it comes to the so-called hate crimes business. Now,
yeah, full circle.
Yes, because basically their support of Zionism, the ADL support of Zionism, is support for an ideology that quite clearly is linked to Jewish racial supremacism.
Absolutely.
We'll be back with Dale Crowley. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio on RBN. Stay tuned.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Teach the world to snuff the fires and the liars. Hey, I know it's just-
We're back. This is Mark Dantos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today is Dale Crowley, former host of Focus on Israel at WFAX-AM up in Washington, D.C. Dale is the author of On the Wrong Side of Just About Everything, But Right About It All. Folks, you can support that No More Wars for Israel conference. Still an opportunity to get in on that in Los Angeles next week, October the 12th through the 14th. Go to nomorewarsforisrael.blogspot.com. Mark Glenn of the American Free Press will enable you to get signed up, either as a participant in coming out there for the conference, or as one who is going to financially support the conference, even if you can't attend. Please contact Mark Glenn at nomorewarsforisrael.blogspot.com. Dale, we just got a couple of minutes to go. I'm looking at your Washington Post this morning. Front page story, the poll shows that Hillary Clinton is pulling away from Barack Obama. Now, in terms of this thing, we've got just a couple of minutes to go. But let me read this sentence and have you respond to it in just a few seconds. Her popularity, the poll suggests, this is a Washington Post ABC News poll, is being driven by her strength on key issues and a growing perception among voters that she would best represent change. What do you think, Dale?
Well, she'll change things around real good if she ever gets in the White House. Before we go off the air, Michael, we all need to pray for Lutheran pastor Michael Bray, wonderful
yes.
man of God who was a pastor here in the Washington area for several years. He has 11 wonderful children. One of them is a pilot in the Air Force. On October the 1st, just last week, at 10:30 a.m., federal marshals and sheriff's deputies stormed into Michael and Jane Bray's home, along with Planned Parenthood attorneys. For the next 5 hours, the authorities confiscated computers, books, and unknown personal items. And all of this is because he is a pro-life activist and wonderful Lutheran pastor.
Matter of fact, Dale, that puts something into my mind. I intend on discussing this Bray case in more detail in the first hour of my show tomorrow. Somebody sent me some information about what has happened to Pastor Bray, and hopefully in tomorrow during my conversation with Mary Starrett, the National Political Communications Director for the Constitution Party, we might have an exchange on this Bray case and try and figure out what it means.
We need to pray for him, and we got this from Dan and Donna Holman. I think they're from Iowa, but I'm looking at a picture here of Pastor Bray, his wife, and their wonderful 11 children.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I have that same picture in my inbox. This was sent to me yesterday, and it kind of begs the question, doesn't it, Dale, that we could be looking at a situation where what has happened to Michael Bray today could start happening to other political dissidents tomorrow.
Yes, I imagine that if he opposes the Jewish doctrine of abortion and the killing of unborn babies, that he will indeed be charged with a hate crime.
The movement toward the totalitarian state continues. Let's oppose it, folks. Just as Dale Crowley and Ted Pike and Mark Glenn and Michael Collins Piper have been doing so. And let's get behind that No More Wars for Israel conference, nomorewarsforisrael.blogspot.com. Get signed up for October 12th through the 14th in Los Angeles. No More Wars for Israel. I'd like to thank Ted Pike and Dale Crowley for being on the show today. Mary Starr of the Constitution Party will be with me tomorrow. This is Mark Dantos, America, signing off from San Antonio.
It's true.